Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Rocky Horror Picture Show returns to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from the 11th of August, and it stars Jason Donovan and Jennifer Zamparelli, yes, who is in studio live here. Welcome, Jennifer.
How are you?
Very well. You keeping good?
I'm keeping good. The last time we met was at the Bord Gáis. We went to see Doctor Strangelove.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was sitting next to you and your lovely partner, and I did comment on how dapper
he looked. Mr. Lannan was commenting on this last night, says, "No, she complimented my lovely leather jacket."
Yeah, you can do better, but he looked pretty.
Said that he was the star of this interaction, basically, I think was the whole point of it.
But yeah, so that was Bord Gáis, and I'm back, not as a punter, but playing the narrator in the Rocky.
You wasn't checking it out that night, were you?
It's quite a scary thing when you know you're going to do a show like that, and then you're sitting in the audience and you're thinking, oh God, I have to get up there and do something. I'm playing the narrator. Jason Donovan is starring. The dates are, as you said, the 11th to the 16th of August. I have to say that, otherwise I'd be killed.
This is what you were told.
This is what I was told to say. Okay. And do you know what? I'm terrified and excited all at the same time.
But you've done this before, haven't you?
Not really.
And you started in theatre, where I'm told.
I did a bit of theatre back in the day, and that's my first love. And my first memory of theatre is really when I was 7 years of age, the Balldoyle Musical Society were doing a show and they were allowing kids to partake.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is my moment. This is my big moment. And my mother wouldn't let me do it because I had my Holy Communion on one of the Saturdays.
All right.
So I was...
What would that have done to the communion? What was there
a
point?
I would have been up late and then getting up early for the communion. And she was like, it's too much. It's too... And I remember being absolutely devastated.
And your mum is involved in theatre?
Oh, yeah. She's big in the Amdram world. She... does the All Ireland competition, with the plays.
I would have thought she'd be shoving you up there. And
no, she wasn't shoving me up there.
She was a stage blocker.
She's no Kris Jenner, unfortunately. She's a bit of a stage blocker. And I remember being absolutely devastated. But I always loved it, and I always kind of dabbled a little bit. And sure, I met my husband in theatre in Bristol. I was directing a play. I had a little theatre company over there. And he was in one of the plays. And my mother... this is how much she loves theatre. I remember her saying to me, he's very good. And I was like, yeah, he's very good. And I kind of fancy him. She goes, please don't go near him because you won't be able to. If it goes wrong and then you want to do more plays, you'll just ruin it. So she gives terrible life advice and she's a stage blocker.
And you ignore her by the sounds of it.
I do. I don't listen.
When you go on stage again, it's kind of one in the eye for your mum.
Absolutely. I'll be sticking the fingers up at her when I'm taking the bow.
What a lovely, lovely family dynamic that is.
Yeah,
you were previously on the same stage.
Yeah.
Also with Jason Donovan.
That's right. I played his wife in Priscilla.
Stalkery kind of thing.
A little bit creepy. Yeah. A little bit creepy. He was my childhood crush when I was a teenager because I used to mitch off school and go watch Neighbours at 1:30 in the middle of the day. And then I got the opportunity to be in Priscilla, which was amazing. Now, that's a bit different because it's more of a character actor. I played his wife. I had to kiss him. I did.
How many times did you get to kiss him?
Just the once, but over a course of a week, so that's 7 kisses. Or did we do 8 shows? I can't
remember.
Surely
in the rehearsals, you were going, right, we have to do the snog.
Let's do it.
But
Let's
you don't
do
know any
it.
Of the lines.
Yeah, I know. So that was amazing. And I suppose Stephen Falloon, the artistic director of the Bord Gáis, always knew I wanted to go back and do something. So when this opportunity came up.
Right.
I was asked and I was like, absolutely.
What's the gap between you scoring Jason Donovan on stage and this new foray?
I don't think there's an opportunity for the narrator to lob the gob on Frankenfurter. I don't think
That's
so.
A shame.
But, we still live in hope.
12 years. It's actually 2013, apparently, was the last.
Was it?
Was the Priscilla Queen of the Desert.
Wow. Yeah. So it's been a long time. So it is a scary thing. But the reason I got involved in it, it's such a fun, sexy, provocative show. It's one of those shows that kind of anybody can go and see. So those people who are not really into theatre that just want a good night out, this is the one for them. And it has the time warp.
It has this song, which will...
Oh, go on.
It's in my head, I'm going to share it with everybody else here. This
It's just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me to time. There is the building. We'll
again. And again and again.
He's in suspenders for, I don't know how I'm going to be able to, you know, keep a straight
face. Jason Donovan.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's a very, like I said, it's a very sexy show. You're more than welcome to dress up if you want, you know.
And they do.
Audience, they you do. Know, they do
this
come along to the show.
This is a legendary thing. Do you know much about the history or the background to this?
I do know there's a lot of shouting at the narrator, probably why I got the role. They're like, she'll be well used to that.
And the shouting is because people go to this endlessly. It was a film. Richard O'Brien, the Crystal Maze guy, wrote it and starred in it. Was he the narrator actually in it?
He played someone else.
Yeah, Frankenfurter maybe.
No, he didn't play someone Frankenfurter. Okay. It'll come
and
to me now.
This ran in cinemas in Dublin. I think it was in Rathmines for years and years, and people would go every single Friday night, the Kenilworth's old cinema down there, and threw things at the screen.
Great. Now I'm really nervous. Are people going to throw things at me?
The Bord Gáis is a posh theatre, so I don't think Mr. Falloon, the Herr Director of the place, would allow people to bring, like, for example, there's toast throwing in the old days.
Well, listen, if it means you're going to have a better night, I'm all of course. Like, whatever you're into, anything goes, I think, with this show. So whatever.
She got the date right, but no, don't bring toast. Right. And come here, the narrator. You have the most interaction with the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's about three or four scenes and I get to be involved in the time warp. I actually get to do that. It's just a step to the left and that is just so exciting. And it's one of those things where you're with this crowd who have been touring the show for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
They're all West End actors. So you don't want to look like a complete fool in front of them. So a lot of work has to be done, Oliver, you know, in the next couple of weeks because you don't want to stand out.
Okay. Have you done rehearsal?
I fly to London next week.
Oh, do you? Okay.
To rehearse, yeah.
Because it's a lot of work, isn't it, to fly over there?
Yeah. But it's great because I get to, you know, get away from the kids. And my mother-in-law is actually coming over to mind the kids.
Yeah. Your Italian mother-in-law?
No, well, she's actually from Bristol.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yes, so she's the English side. But I think I might pretend it's a 5-day rehearsal instead of a 2-day rehearsal because, you know, she's in the house for a very long time.
So you're just having brunch.
Nothing against the mother-in-law. She is amazing. We love the mother-in-law. But, you know, it's a long time. It's a long time to spend with the mother-in-law.
So you're leaving the country.
I'm going to leave the country. Yeah, for more than I said. Yeah.
I thought it was in it because your husband is Italian.
Yes, his father is Italian and he spent a lot of time in Italy. And if you ask Leo, where is he from? He will say Italian first, Irish second. And won't even mention, you know, he's English.
He's a stunt man.
He's a stunt coordinator and stuntman. Yeah, yeah.
Does he do very dangerous things?
He does very dangerous things, but now he kind of tells other people to do the dangerous things.
Oh,
so
gosh,
we don't mind that at all.
That's how life evolves as a stuntman, I presume.
Yeah, but he's home for the week and he goes back to Pinewood Studios, which is a massive studio
in
the UK.
All the Bond films.
All the Bond films, yeah, and he's working on Star Wars at the moment. So
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Wow.
So it's kind of a childhood dream of his to be in a production like that. So I was like, you know, if you get a chance to bring home the Stormtrooper outfit, please do.
Yeah. Have you seen the carry-on restrictions?
You'll never be able to do it. But yeah, so he's very busy. And I suppose that was one of the reasons why I left radio is because, you know.
That's right. You did say this. Yeah.
He travels quite a bit for his work.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were like a single parent at home trying to present a very long radio show. On 2FM and it's just.
But also, I'm over 40, so I have to take an obscene amount of creatine. I have to walk 10,000 steps a day. I have to take 65 supplements and I have to lift weights. So
is that
it's very
how you look
busy.
So good?
No, that's why I had to give up my full time job because it's very busy being over 40 now because we have to do so much other stuff.
I didn't. Yeah, over 40 is difficult.
It's tricky.
Yeah. Does it stop at 50, do you think?
I think it just keeps going.
Just like let ourselves go at that stage.
It's hard
work. I'm hoping for it anyway. The knees are already gone.
Are they gone?
So I'd be just kind of like, well, there's no point in doing exercise now. Do you know, it's just like, let me just melt into the sofa here.
Or into the chair.
There's a big problem with kids taking creatine because it's not very good for teenagers. Do you take that?
Well, I'm not a teenager, so I think I'm okay.
It kind of... What does it do? Builds muscle?
It helps build muscle and it's good for cognitive, you know.
For cognitive abilities to come
like,
up
I'm full. I'm full in perimenopause. I'm forgetting my words mid-sentence. And where am I? Is this not too... Where am I? Where am I? So I'm quite gullible. If a trainer, someone who's doing my facial, anybody tells me that this is going to help you perform, look younger, I'm buying it.
All right, so into the old creatine.
Yeah, bet into it.
Well, it's working. Something's working. You look fantastic.
Oh, listen.
And I'm not putting a condition for your age or anything, because that's kind of what they do in the media, isn't it? She looks amazing for her age.
For 45, yeah.
You look great.
Thank you.
And you're still very busy. Oh, Liveline, by the way, you said you were not going to rule yourself out. You'd be mad to rule yourself out of doing Liveline post Joe. What's your view now?
My view is nobody can take over from Joe.
We're not asking you that. We're asking, will you or your representatives be expressing an interest?
Absolutely not.
No interest.
No interest.
Okay,
no.
That
no.
job's done. No. The presidency is also going to be vacant soon.
I'm definitely going to go for that.
Are you going to go for that?
Ah, yeah. Why not?
Are you going to do a county council route or seek a nomination through a party?
I haven't decided yet. You know, I think I need to brush up on my Irish. But I think, personally, I would love to see Linda Martin get it. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Linda announced on this show and hasn't done anything about it since. But nobody else has. It's very
You'd nice. Be very good.
Why does nobody want to be the president? I'd be a terrible president.
Why?
So bored in the big house. You know, as the first citizen, you'd ask the government permission to leave the country. I'd be sneaking out all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm
showing up doing mad speeches.
At the moment, yeah. That would be
I'd be useless. You have to be over 35, of course, is the main thing as well. Okay, you're not going to do that. But you do have, is it hair salons is your main business?
Yeah, I have. Well, I co-own a hair salon with Bea, who is just a phenomenal woman who came to me in lockdown with a business plan that I just couldn't say no to. And it's been open 3 years. It's on Adelaide Road. It's doing very well. And we try and focus on being as sustainable as possible. So we have biodegradable towels, we have special faucets in the water, you know, to use less water. And we try and do our best without sacrificing the client's experience.
Wow.
So it's been a journey. This was really her thing. It's been an eye-opener for me, but it's been brilliant. And I suppose business has always been very important to me. You know, working in media, you always kind of want to have a backup. You know?
Yeah. Yes. Diversify your interests.
Diversify if, you know, things aren't going.
I didn't know you were a climate action person.
Well, I wouldn't say so. I'd say my business partner is more so.
Oh, I see.
But this has been
a
journey.
You hate the environment.
Oh, I hate it. Yeah. Bring it. I love the good weather, you see.
Oh, God. is that busy? Does it take up a lot of your time?
It does and it doesn't. Not really. Like, I'm not in there sweeping up hair, you know. But, you know, there are times where I'm needed and I suppose promotion and talking about it. And at the beginning, it was very, very busy. But it's lovely to have that, you know, and to keep my feet on the ground, so to speak, and to know that that'll always be there. But I've always kind of done that, Oliver. I've always kind of had businesses.
Yeah.
You know, when I left The Apprentice, I came back to Dublin and I opened up a photographic studio.
I remember that.
I was kind of running out my lunch break and doing Vox Pops for Republic of Telly and going back to work. And I always kind of had businesses or something kind of running in the background. And that always gave me that security to
just
work in
something.
Telly. Yeah, because this country is too small.
It sounds like acting is the thing you really loved the most, though.
Well, it is, but it's scary and it's exciting and it's something that I want to do more. I did a short film in Wexford. Actually, around my 45th birthday, it was in April. And the script came to me probably the week I left radio. And it was a phenomenal script, but quite scary and daunting. It was way out of my comfort zone. It was something that it was a very serious piece and dealt with subjects that were quite harrowing. And honestly, I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it. But I'm kind of at a stage in my life where I want to do stuff that is a little bit scary, is a little bit out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
Hence, I'm doing the Rocky Horror Show. And I said yes to this. And it didn't materialize till a year later. And I did it. And as scary as it was and upsetting as it was to film, it was one of the best experiences ever. So I'm excited to do projects like this. And when I was working in radio, I never really had the time or the brain space to even consider doing other pieces like that, you know.
This is because you're assume related to your ambassadorship of the Cool Mind Drug Rehabilitation Centre.
Yeah.
Did that come out of something you did on the radio, or where did that come from?
That was crazy. I had a podcast with Lottie Ryan about parenting,
yeah,
and an avid fan of the podcast kept messaging me saying, I'm working with this place called Cool Mind. I would love you to come out and see it. And I never had the time or the brain space to pop out. I remember one rainy October afternoon, I went out to Ashley House, which is part of the Cool Mind Therapeutic Community. And I went out and I met the residents there. And I was in this place where women go to seek, seek help. And the one thing that struck me about this is there was a creche, there was childminding facilities. So these women would go and they'd go off and do their therapy, but their children were there and they could sleep with their kids and they could see their kids. Because, you know, I suspect if I was in the depths of addiction and if I had children, I would be reluctant to pick up the phone because I'd be like, are my kids going to be taken off me? Right. Am I going to see them? Because, you know, rehabilitation takes a long time, mm-hmm. a year, 14 months, 2 years, whatever it is. So this is the only place in Ireland that provide that service.
Right.
So I got involved. It's been quite an amazing experience to be very hands-on in that ambassadorship. Mm-hmm. I went to their graduation in the Dreacht quite recently and see all these people stand up on stage and talk about their journey and what Ashley House has done for them and Cool Mind. And I just thought it's just a phenomenal place. So they asked me to run the mini marathon for them.
Right, okay.
Now that's a big thing.
They're asking a lot.
I am not a runner and that was huge. But to be able to do that, and we've lots of stuff planned for the rest of the year, it's good to do stuff like that. And it makes me feel really good and I'm very proud of what they do and I'm very much involved. And I hope even if I talk about it here or wherever I talk about it, like if people need help, they will seek help and people will support a place like that, which is much needed.
You do seem to have kept yourself very busy post-radio and you're able to juggle that with the kids and everything.
And take the creatine.
And take the creatine, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did nothing initially. My friend Norma Sheen said to me, don't be an idiot now and book an online course or become a yoga teacher. Just stop. Because I think as women, we feel that we just have to have, we need to be, yes, doing all things
all the time.
We must be busy.
Were your kids delighted when you?
Their reaction was quite surprising because I've been in radio for 10 years and I've always worked in telly and radio since they were alive. So I said to my daughter Florence, who was 10, mm-hmm. I said, I have some great news. And she was like, what's the news? I was like, I'm not going to be on radio anymore. I'm going to be at home to mind you. I'll be here in the morning. She was like, are you serious? She goes, oh my God, you're not going to be on the radio anymore. She was so disappointed. It was like, oh my God, did I make the right decision? I don't know. And you just can't win with kids. You absolutely can't.
Delighted and now...
I miss it. I miss being on air. Right. I miss the interaction with people. I miss the crack. I miss my team. But do I have any regrets? I don't think so, because I've been able to do so much other stuff, like the Rocky Horror Show and this film and being a decent ambassador to Cool Mind and other stuff down the line.
But the gaps might come up every now and again in radio and you would, I'm sure, not rule it out.
They might.
Dancing with the Stars definitely coming back.
I don't get that call because I have such a big mouth and I tell everybody and then...
Oh, I thought it was done and ready.
Is it? No,
is it?
Do you know something I don't know?
No, I just assumed.
I don't.
Every year it's like, is it coming back? It always does, doesn't it?
There's always issues.
You don't know right now.
As my mother says, are there any more celebrities left in the country? I was like, of course there are. There's always new ones. There's sports people. Of course there are.
Start from scratch. Bring the original ones back
in. And she's
never
come to see me on Dancing with the Stars.
Really? Oh, your mum is
coming
across very poorly.
In all the years. She's getting an awful bash. And
she's a lovely woman and is very, very supportive of your career. There you go. There's the lawyers happy.
Yeah. She also told me to tell a production company who were doing a documentary about my wedding. And they said, well, would your mother come and help you pick the dress? And I went to my mother and I said, this is a big moment. Will you come on the show? And she said, tell them I'm dead. I said, I'm not. Maybe I'll just tell them you're on holiday. That's the extent.
Oh,
she doesn't
want
to spend time with me. No, she doesn't want to be in front of the camera.
Crack. She sounds great. she should be in front of the camera.
She should.
An Amdram mum who has all these.
Yeah, I thought she was done. And then we went to see The Cave in the Abbey, which is phenomenal.
Oh,
by
yeah.
The way. Really amazing.
Kevin
Barry's new play. Yeah, Tommy Tiernan is in it and he's excellent. But the whole ensemble were phenomenal. And she just mentioned in passing she's going back out on the circuit with another play with Clontarf players. I have to give her a little plug.
Brilliant.
She's going back out. But it's such a small world because we were sitting next to this man who turned to my mother and was like, are you enjoying the play? And she was like, I am. Are you? And she was like, I recognise your voice. She goes, were you on Joe Duffy this morning? He was like, I was. She goes, he said, I was on Joe Duffy talking about my late wife and I was saying I was coming to the play tonight. And my mum was like, I heard you. You were great. What's your name again? Ireland is just so small. It was one of those mad moments.
This little town we live in.
It was crazy. Country. But yeah, there we go.
Since you've left 2FM and all of that, are the trolls quieter on you? Are they easier on you? Have they disappeared and moved on to someone else?
Yeah, I suppose they pop up every now and then. You know what I mean? And I think over the years, I've learned to just ignore them. And I never really thought, I don't actually get trolled that much. But I looked at my Instagram and I had blocked like 20 odd people. Hey. So it definitely happens. But I think I try and back away from it and hide from it and... Because it does you no good to look at stuff like that. No,
it's tiring.
It's exhausting and it's frustrating because there's very little you can do, you know. And some people get it really bad. And just because you're in the public eye, I don't think anybody deserves that kind of abuse or treatment. No. And as Nicky Byrne always said, he said, if somebody wrote you a letter with those things, you would go to the guards or whatever.
True.
But you can't do much about it online at the moment. Yeah.
At the moment. Some people do. Did you feel it was kind of a level of trolling when there were headlines and reviews every so often about yourself and Dirren and the chemistry or lack of on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, I hate her. So it was kind of true. You know, we don't get on. I'm so happy.
Wilting chemistry was the headline of the Irish Times.
Well, if they thought we'd wilting chemistry, well, maybe we did. Well, I didn't feel it. We actually get on so well. She's one of the easiest people to work with. Because Nicky was an absolute pain in the arse. No, she's really easy to work with. And I think if you're women in this industry, they just automatically pit you against each other. And we're so, actually, this is the sad thing about it. I'm so used to that. I'm so used to there being a perception that you automatically don't get on with this other woman you're presenting with.
Yeah.
And that is just continuous. That's always been the case. We actually did a funny video after to counteract our wilting chemistry. But I don't feel it. She doesn't feel it. But it isn't nice to see. It isn't nice to see when you're working so hard and you get on so well and there's no animosity and, you know, that is difficult to see.
And sometimes, and then, yeah, to see that big Saipan energy claim between the two of you. It's kind of disappointing. It would have been great if you said, we absolutely, yeah. If you give it a little bit of a dig, you know. Headlines are good out of interest. You remember
Raging
yourself.
She went back. We had a pact. We were never going back to that place. She was back in 6 months.
That place being 2FM, just to catch people up on that whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, those dates again. We better move along.
The 11th to the 16th of August. I think tickets are on sale now. There's limited tickets, so get them. Get them now.
Through boardgoshenergytheatre.ie to watch the wilting chemistry between Jason
Bring
Donovan
your lovely partner.
And Jennifer Zambrilli.
Tell him to wear his leather jacket.
By the way, thank you so much, Jennifer Zamparelli, for coming in to us. And good luck with it. You have to go and do rehearsals and everything. But most
five days in London.
Enjoy those days off. 5 days. Good luck. Back after.